Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. factories received slightly more orders in August. Durable goods orders increased 0.1% after they plummeted 8.1% in July. Orders for so-called core capital goods rose 1.5% after falling 3.3% the previous month. Core capital goods are a good measure of businesses' confidence in the economy. The World Bank today cut its forecast for the Russia economy. The bank said it expects Russia's economy, and that is the world's leading oil and gas producer, to grow 1.8% this year instead of 2.3% previously estimated. The World Bank also lowered its Russian growth forecast for 2014 to 3.1% from 3.6%. Private exporters reported to USDA this morning export sales of 140,000 metric tons of soybeans, this time to unknown destinations during the 2013-14 marketing year, which began on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,259, down 27 points. The NASDAQ, 3207, down 6.5. And the S&P 500, 1688, down 3.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Warmer than usual temperatures will occur across the Midwest over these next several days. In fact, we may get a full week's worth out of this environment, and it doesn't look like precipitation is going to be very impressive either. So the combination is going to be really quite favorable for summer crop maturation and harvest progress. We'll continue to see this pattern until we get involved with the weekend cool front that will cut across the Midwest from northwest to southeast. That frontal system does promise to generate some rain in many areas, but a lot of the precipitation looks to be very light, running up to just a quarter of an inch. Some of the greater areas of rainfall will be a quarter to half inch of moisture, but there shouldn't be too many locations that do better than that. One of the regions that has been suggested in the model data to get heavier rainfall is the region from northeastern Nebraska into Minnesota. That little band of heavier rainfall that's suggested is still up for debate, but some 1 to 2 inch amounts could occur in a few counties there. Most of the precipitation will be lighter, though, running a half inch to an inch and a half. Looks like the frontal boundaries that moves across the Midwest will bring in some temporary cooling, but no dramatic change in temperatures. Certainly no risk of frost or freeze activity is likely across the Midwest over this next full week, and probably not for the next 10 days. We do expect a greater storm system to maybe evolve across the Midwest as we get into the latter half of next week and the following weekend. This is a system that is still obviously quite far out in the forecast, but it's interesting to note that the models are now trying to generate a more significant rain event out of this system. Well, the ingredients for developing a larger storm seem to be there, at least in part. One of the ingredients is a large pool of cool air that's expected to build over the Rocky Mountain region in the western United States, and this will occur as we go through this coming weekend and into early next week. Temperatures are expected to get rather nippy out there, with significant freezes expected in many areas, but that will set the stage for contrast in air mass temperatures between the cold out in the west and the warm weather still prevailing in the heart of the Midwest and portions of the plains, and that's the first necessary ingredient for a large storm system to evolve. The other ingredient is moisture, obviously, from the Gulf of Mexico, and if we can open the Gulf up and bring moisture northward and have it interact with this contrast in temperatures, we'll probably see a greater amount of rain evolve. So watch closely what may happen next week. There is potential for greater rains across the Midwest. Right now, the official forecast runs for 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch of rain next week, and then the latter part of the week into the following weekend, with some local totals upwards to 1.5 inches. If the upper level low pressure system turns out to be a cutoff low and is slow moving across the country, we could easily see greater amounts of rain that would have a larger impact on delays in field work and the quality of some crops out there. Well, the temperatures are going to be warmer biased here over the next several days. We're going to see the readings in each afternoon getting upwards into the 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Our warmest weather is likely to evolve starting tomorrow and continuing into Friday and Saturday. During those days, we'll likely see 70s and 80s common across the region, whereas here today we'll probably see some 60-degree readings still prevailing across the Great Lakes region. Extreme highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees will be possible in the southwestern corner of the Midwest. Cooler air will move across the region behind the weekend frontal boundary, and on Saturday we'll see highs in the 60s and 70s in the northwestern part of the region, while readings still are in the 80s in the southeast. As we get into Monday and Tuesday of next week, most everybody in the Midwest will be seeing highs back in the 60s and 70s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from Stewart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stewart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stewart-peterson.com.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 714 and a quarter, up 9 1/4. Soft December, 665 and a half, up 7 1/4. December corn, 449 and 3/4, up 1. July, 477 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. November soybeans, 1309 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. July, 1265 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. October soybean meal, 414, down 10. October soybean oil, 41.69, down 15. October live cattle, 127.32 and a half. They're unchanged. September feeders, 158.12 and a half, up 17 and a half. And October lean hogs are 93.57 and a half, and they're up 107 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
It is spreading time, I guess. A lot of people are buying wheat and selling corn. How much further can we push this spread?
Well, I think historically, you know, the tight number is probably about a 180. We could probably take it out to the 225, 235 level. But I guess realistically, the relationship has taken on a little bit different meaning over the last couple of days because of the threat frost to Argentina and maybe a shift of demand basically to the U.S. versus the Black Sea region.
Well, it is true that if you look at those export sales reports, we're doing pretty good on wheat in the early going.
Yes, we have. With last 2 weeks, we basically beat expectations by 50% or better. And I would say realistically, the quality out of the United States is really darn good. And also just bear in mind that the domestic prices in China are at record highs, which probably means that in the foreseeable future, we might get some additional wheat business.
Let's turn our attention to corn without the wheat.
Uh-huh.
It just appears to me that it is a matter of time before the August low falls. No matter how you cut it, the crop's big.
Yeah, I think realistically, you're exactly right. We've got more inventory. We're going to have more in the pipeline or more available to the pipeline than we've had in 2 or 3 years. The 450 level is going to be a key. We could see a probe below that. But once you get below 450, a couple, three different things come into play. One is the world market is basically got an appetite for corn to replenish depleted supplies. We've also got some crop insurance concerns below 450. And realistically, we've still got farmers that are looking at a price to say, you know, I've sold it for better than the last 2 years. I really don't think 450 is going to do it for me. I'm going to put it in the bin and wait and see what happens. So initially, getting below 450 and on an appreciable basis, especially in the cash market, is not likely. But the futures market has been somewhat disconnected over the last couple, 3 years. So, you know, that may be an issue going forward.
Meanwhile, the bean market goes sideways to lower in the November contract. A lot of technicians are thinking 1285 may hold this marketplace. What do you think?
No arguments there. I think realistically that market's held up very well the last few days, considering how much bean harvesting is going on. It's not in full swing yet, but I think the push in beans is a lot harder than it has been for corn.
What do you make of lean hogs going through the roof?
You know, I think Smithfield deal getting approved for China is important. I also think that pork inventories are lower. And a third thing on the list was maybe a little bit of an outbreak of hoof and mouth disease in China, which may improve our export prospects. I think it's very encouraging.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that traders are following the thinking that a lot of those hogs are going to end up going into Chinese hands, the Chinese consumers' hands, and these numbers are an effort to entice producers in the U.S. who haven't produced hogs in years maybe to think about it?
Quite possibly. You know, I think the bottom line is, as we've talked about before, you know, high prices stimulate supply and low prices stimulate demand. I think realistically that's the only way you can look at it and say these higher prices are trying to find more production in the United States.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 449 and a quarter up a half. July, 476 and three quarters, up three quarters. November soybeans, 1309, down three and a half. July, 1265, down six and a half. October soybean meal, 413.60, down 50. October soybean oil, 41.68, down 16 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.